Thank you and good morning. Since 2014, funding generated by Measure Z has been used to hire more than 40 new personnel for the Sheriff's Office, more than a dozen new employees at the District Attorney's Office, and provided nearly $4 million in funding for equipment upgrades and new equipment for local volunteer fire departments. Today, the Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee meets for the first time this year to take a first look at expected revenue, ongoing projects, and how the money has been spent in the past 2.5 years. The advisory committee is currently accepting applications for funding with a focus toward public safety, and that includes public works as well. More than $3 million has been spent on local road improvement projects directly related to public safety purposes. The application deadline for interested parties is February 17th. A suspected hash lab explosion in Myrtletown yesterday afternoon sent at least one person to the hospital with injuries and damaged a house in the 3700 block of Middlefield Lane at about 2:30. The County Drug Task Force was called to the scene to open an investigation into the suspected lab that damaged the garage door of the house. Humboldt Bay Fire established a perimeter around the house to protect neighboring structures. It was last year that Fire Chief Bill Gillespie announced that due to the danger of additional explosions at hash lab sites, firefighters will no longer conduct interior attacks. Jordan Christmas has news from Arcata Fire.
Arcata Fire, along with mutual aid from Humboldt Bay Fire, Blue Lake, and Fieldbrook, responded to a commercial fire at Redwood Automotive on J Street on Wednesday morning. The fire was contained within 15 minutes following a heavy interior attack of the blaze, and Arcata police evacuated residents and neighboring buildings during the operation. Crews stayed on scene for more than 3 hours after the fire was contained, and damage was estimated at $10,000. The cause of the fire stemmed from an electrical-related issue.
Thank you, Jordan. California State Department of Corrections officials and Del Norte County law enforcement caught one of two inmates who walked away from the Alder Conservation Camp Tuesday night. 47-year-old Eddie Edwards and 27-year-old Brian Sheeran, both of whom were assigned as firefighters, were reported as missing during a security check. Edwards was found yesterday morning on a road near the camp. He was detained without incident and was transported to Susanville. He'll no longer be eligible to stay in a conservation camp. Edwards is currently serving a 6-year sentence for criminal threats to cause great bodily injury, and Sheeran is currently serving a 4-year sentence for assault with a deadly weapon. Sheeran remains at large. The search continues. The National Weather Service urges local residents and visitors to the area alike to stay away from local beaches and oceanfront areas over the next 2 days as high surf rolls onto shore. A beach hazard warning has been issued as sneaker waves and heavy beach erosion are expected through Friday afternoon. 24-foot rollers are expected along the beach, and in between the big surf remain the threat of sneaker waves, and that includes dangers at docks and jetties. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Rex Bone is the first vice president for the Board of Directors of the Rural County Representatives of California, and next year he'll take the gavel as the chair. Bone talked about the RCRC and its impact and importance to rural communities on Talk Shop yesterday. Bone, along with Virginia Bass, who is on the board of CSAC, could also be joined at the state level by Supervisor Ryan Sundberg, who has been nominated to serve on the Coastal Commission. Bone spoke about the importance of local voices on state boards.
The big thing is it puts us on a stage that allows us, especially our small counties, and not taking away anything from CSAC, but you still have to deal with Orange County, LA County, and the big dogs in the room. At RCRC, we're just all small rural counties, and so I affiliate a lot better with those because I'm not a big city type guy.
One key issue faced by rural communities is tree mortality, and it's a front burner issue for the RCRC. Bone said we need to be prepared as tree mortality spreads throughout the state.
A big effort we're doing right now, and it doesn't seem like it affects us as much, and it hasn't affected, but it's already come up to Shasta, creeping into Trinity, as tree mortality. 2 million dead trees standing, and there are communities in Tuolumne, Merced, there are communities down there, like a Trinity Village, you know, a summer community like that, where every tree in the community is dead.
You can listen to Supervisor Rex Bone talk about rural county representatives of California and other issues on Talk Shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.